You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the Armory with this week's rant. Feels good to be out of the gulag, which was entirely, and I must say, entirely, totally BS. The video that I did about the gym and them actually adhering to their dress code somehow got flagged for nudity and sexual content. So, of course, I had to appeal it, and I asked where was the actual sexual content. Everything that was AI generated was exactly how women dress in the gym. So where's the nudity? Where's the sexual content? So of course, they finally came back, they reinstated the video, and they actually took the strike down. So yeah, out of the gulag, but yeah, YouTube is up to their usual tricks. But anyway, let's go ahead and pivot over to the crux of this video, which is going to be a conversation between myself and my older brother. Now, bless his heart. He's always asking me, you know, am I going to potentially go back into the relationship market? Now, we talked about this a few years ago, and I told him then the exact same thing that I told him this time. No. Why in the world am I going to take on another bill, another liability, and another damn headache? No. My stress levels have decreased so much since separating from the meat sack. Why am I going to give myself another set of problems? So, of course, we started talking about what I'm going to dub the 3R program. Rent, ride, return. Oh, yeah. So I had to remind him, listen, I am strictly in the rental market. Why? Because I know exactly what I want in regards to a woman. What does she have to offer me? Seriously. Even the meat sack. What does she have to offer? What does she have that I want? We're both 51 years old. Old biscuits, that is a severe no-no. Mm-mm. So, I went to explain to him. Everything that a woman could try to offer me in the form of getting me into a relationship, I do for myself. Cooking. I do that for myself. Or if I want to order out, I can do that. I keep my place clean, so I don't need a woman for that. I'm no longer going to have children, so that's off the table. So what's the only thing left that a woman can try to use as a bargaining chip to get me into a relationship? That's right, that axe wound between their legs. That's it. So, if I only want that, why do I need to waste my time with everything else? When I could just go ahead, go over to the Asian massage parlor, pay for my 30 minutes to an hour with the tip, and go back home and continue doing what I want to do. Now, of course, once again, he comes with the whole concern, which, of course, he's my big brother, so of course he's going to actually be concerned. But as a reserve deputy, of course, he gave me the skinny. You know, are you worried about possible police raids? And I said, well, yes, that is a possibility. However, one must always do research. One must always gather intel. Come on now. We're both military men. So do you think we're just going to rush into something without checking things out first? No. So he's like, well, yeah. Yeah, you've always had a very logical mind and you've always taken things very slow. I say, yeah, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to make sure I got all the information first. And besides, you got so many women out here on social media talking about now they're trying to sell cat because of the environment. However, you got to look at those women as being absolutely stupid. Why? Because a true professional moves in silence. They're not broadcasting the fact that they're selling. They're going out there, they're selling, they're getting their money, and they're shutting up about it. Which is another reason why I do not believe in dealing with the civilian woman. Because she's always got a quote-unquote backup plan. If she can't get what she wants, then she's going to try to expose you. No, I only deal with the professionals at the Asian massage parlor. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. So, of course, he was like, well, ain't you concerned about possibly catching something? I said, well, big bro, I bring my own protection. And of course, the women there, the vast majority of them, they don't do bareback. If they do, that's on them. But me, no, I bring my own Jimmy hats. Like, well, yeah, that's a good idea. It's like, but don't you worry about, you know, one of them catching feelings. I said, no, it's purely transactional. They do their girlfriend experience for the 30 minutes to an hour. Then after that, all ties are cut. Go there, pay my money plus my tip, clap some cheeks, then go home and work on something else. That's it. Once a month, get my cheek clapping in, and I ain't got to worry about it. As opposed to trying to go out, trying to chase down a woman, for which, personally, I do not believe in chasing women anymore. Because if I got to chase you, that means you're running from me. No. If a woman were to come to me straight up and say, you know what? Hey, I find you handsome. You know, I want to get to know you and all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to be suspicious right out the gate. Because what are her true intentions? Yeah, trust for me is gone. I do not trust the modern woman. I do not trust the civilian woman, period. I don't. My first question is going to be, well, what do you really want? And then I would say, you know what? I only want casual and occasional. I want to get together, clap them cheeks, and go about my business. Now, the overwhelming majority of women are not going to want that. Or they will try to say that they want that in the beginning, but then, guess what? There's always a heel turn. Where is this going? No, I don't want that. That is another bill. That is another liability. That is another headache that I do not want. So, of course, he was like, well, as much as I may not approve of it, I can't beat your logic. I just simply can't. You do your research, you're careful, you gather intel. Hey, you know, I can't knock it. You know, I can't knock it for you. You know, you got everything squared away. So as much as I want to tell you to be careful, you already are. I said, yeah, don't worry about it. But, you know, we've both been down the divorce path. You decided to marry a good woman. You know, hey, not knocking her, but, you know, she's a good woman. But me, I'm not looking for that because I want to be free. I want to be free. That's that. And being in a relationship, for me especially, no, it's too damn suffocating. I want to be able to walk away, go and come as I please, and that's that. And the relationships, especially today, oh, no, 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 no. Can't do it. But yeah, all in all, the 3R program is my default. Rent, ride, return. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Leave it in the comment section. Yeah, once again, baby, the 3R program, rent, ride, return. And for all you women out here who are still talking about, oh my God, men need to approach. Nah, that ain't gonna happen. That is not gonna happen in massive numbers, especially you wanting Chad and Tyrone to approach you. Nah, nah. Yep. All the friend zone guys, they're running away. You women truly have set yourself up for failure and priced yourself out of the market. Except the true professionals. They're always going to be around. And with that being said, ladies, hey, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. Once again, the sexual power that you thought you were going to hold over the men that you do not like sexually, that has gone out. Feminism and the idea that men were still going to simp for you no matter what, that's gone out right along with it because more and more men have simply left the damn battlefield. And with that, ladies, yeah, your pickings are extraordinarily slim, and that's why a lot of you are suffering right now. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.